This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, May 31st. Well, the roller coaster continues for traders along for the ride in the grain market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
I think it's really important to note that, you know, corn has been ground zero for this rally we've seen in the ag markets. I mean, we've got a great move in wheat today, up 20-some-odd cents. We had 15-something cents in soybeans as well. But that's going to be all driven by the corn market, right? So if you're trading those other things, be careful because they're trading right now in sympathy with corn. Corn's the one we're talking about. Corn's the one that we're trying to get out in the fields. When corn's done, then we'll start the beans, and the beans will be the next thing that we have to worry about. A little bit of crossover with wheat, say in ethanol wise, but really the ground zero for this market is it's a weather market. There's a little bit of greed involved too, but it's a weather market, and the weather market's in corn, and corn is affecting those other things.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 24 at 514. July corn was up 17.5 at 436. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended at unchanged, ranging from 575 to 605. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 25.75, ranging from 649 to 654. BNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 14.75, ranging from 648.5 to 663.5. Live cattle for June was down 227.5 at 109.95. August feeder cattle were down 450 at 138.22.5. And May class 3 milk was down a penny at 1637.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.